All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing better this morning. If you would, turn over to the book of Joshua this morning, chapter 1, and I'm also going to be in chapter 14 of Joshua. But I got to thinking about this down through the week, and something to come across, and I've heard a little bit of people go across here this morning a little bit, but the song that Teresa sung here this morning, we serve a God that's never lost a battle. You know, some people's eyes, they may think that he's lost, but God's never lost one battle, and he never will, and that's just the way that it is. I'm just here to tell you this morning, that's the way I believe it, but I want to talk a little bit about this morning. I want to talk about the warriors is what I want to talk about this morning, and about a warrior in particularly. But if you would, in the book of Joshua, let's stand, and we'll start out with verse 3, and then we're going to turn over to chapter 14 as well, and I'm going to read about a couple of verses over there. But anyway, Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. We're going to start there. And I like this, and just mark this, because every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto your fathers to give them. Then if you turn over to Joshua, the 14th chapter, I'm going to read a couple verses there, 11 and 12. Now this is Caleb talking. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain. Wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou hearest in that day how the Amalekites were there, that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord shall be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to come with thanksgiving upon my heart one more time, Lord. I want to praise you. I want to give you the praise for it all, Lord. I want to give you the glory, Lord. I praise you, Father, for your mercy and grace that you bestowed upon each and every one of us here today, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that the message goes out, Lord, the anointing will be upon it, Lord. I pray for the hearts and souls of those that are here this morning. And I pray, Lord, that you would open up their minds and their hearts, Lord, to accept the message the way that you would have it. And, Lord, we will give you the praise for it all. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. You may be seated, and thank you. I got to thinking about verse 3. And it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Brother and sister, I want to lay something upon you this morning. Every place that the sole of your foot treads, when it comes to your family, when it comes to this church, when it comes to a lot of different things, I want you to understand something. You can claim the power of God over that this morning. Every place that your feet trod. I tell you what, if you got your family, you know what? You need to be treading your feet around that family. I don't care if you wear a size 12. I don't care if you wear a size 6. I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe that that God's word does not fail. His word will never, God has never lost a battle, and he's still not going to lose one today. Don't be afraid to step out on God's word sometime and step out on it. I'm here to tell you, every place that your foot trod, it said Caleb, every place that his foot trod, they said God was going to give him that land. Amen. Do you know what? There's only two guys that went out of that 12 that come back and give a positive report. You want to know why? Ken, they were walking around worried about where they were going to trod. They weren't looking at the enemy. The rest of them were looking at the giants. The rest of them were looking at everything else around and about them. But those two, Joshua and Caleb, they walked around and they marked off the territory that God was going to give them, and that God was going to give them and give their descendants. And praise God, here here this morning, I'm telling you, stop worrying about the giants. Stop worrying about the fence walls and how strong that the enemy is. Praise God, we serve a God that is stronger than all that. We know the story goes, two men of that entire generation got to enter into the promised land. There was over 2 million people that went up into that, that stopped right there, and only two of that 2 million people got to go over and enter into the promised land. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing? I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, there's going to be those that are born again, that are bought by the blood. Those are the ones that are going to enter into God's promise one day. Joshua and the men were taking, Caleb, let the faith that these two men had, let the faith that Caleb exemplified this morning, I pray that you would let it be an example to each and every one of us here this morning. 45 years had passed. Now get this, Caleb was 85 years old whenever that verse is over in chapter 14 were said. And you know what? And it said there, he was ready to go out and do battle. 85 years old, he was ready to go out and to do battle. And it said not only to go out, but to come back in. You know what that tells me, Greg? That tells me that he was going out to battle and he wasn't planning on losing. He wasn't planning on losing. How about you this morning? How about you this morning? You're planning on going out today and doing battle with the devil and have a losing attitude on your mind? You might as well not even go. You might as well not even step your foot out the door to go. Because I'm here to tell you, as God can do for one, He can do for everyone. He was 85 years old. And you can say, well, you know what, Pastor? It is time for me to retire. You know what? The Bible doesn't say anything about a rocking chair. I never seen one word in there about a rocking chair. What I've seen is we stay in the fight, we stay in the battle until the Lord takes us out of this world. Praise His name. You know what? We're going to face heartaches. We're going to face all kind of trouble. I'm telling you, we're going to do that. But can I tell you something? Take your Bible, take your faith, take your feet, and mark your territory around your family, mark it around your work, mark it around your church, and say, God, I'm going out to battle today, and I don't expect to lose. And Caleb was just as strong in his faith when he was 85 years old as he was whenever he first went over into the land of Canaan. He was just as strong in his faith. Numbers 13:30 says this, and listen, and Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. If you're a Christian here this morning, raise your hand. You're well able to overcome. Don't let the devil whisper in your ear and tell you that you're not. You're well able this morning, if you're a born again, bought by the blood Christian, to overcome anything that Satan's going to throw your way. You know what? The enemy's going to come against you. Mark it down. I don't care what it, mark it down. The enemy will come against you, but he'll come against you like a flood. But can I tell you this morning, we serve one that can put up a flood wall. We serve one that can put up a standard against these things. Well, you see, the other 10 spies were concentrating on their circumstances. Can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? Too many times, we concentrate on the circumstances. We concentrate on all the circumstances that's been brought up against us. We put too much emphasis on those and not enough emphasis on the one that is able. Not enough emphasis on the one who is greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We put way too much emphasis on it. Listen, the people said, well, you see the other 10 spies concentrating on this. The people will be strong to dwell in the land. And the cities are walled and they're very great. They saw giants and they said, they made us look as grasshoppers. Listen, Caleb and Joshua were too worried about putting down footprints to worry about the giants. Can I tell you this morning, worry more about putting down the footprints. Worry more about putting down the footprints. Don't worry so much about the giants. I'm telling you, the giants are real. The fall of the cities are real. All that stuff's real out there in the world. But sometimes, and I'll tell you this, sometimes we make giants out of things that aren't giants as well. Can I have an amen? But brother, there are real giants out there. And can I tell you, we serve a God that can overcome giants. Listen, brother, God said it, and I believe this. I believe we need to put down some boundaries on our possessions and take these size 12s, 8s, and 10s, and we need to mark around what God has for us to do. For every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I have said unto Moses. He said that. That's your family, that's your livelihood, and that's your church. God gave it to me. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to lay claim on it because I believe God's word says that we can do it. Not because Dave Long stands up here underneath his own power, because I believe God said that we can do it. If I have to fight, how about you? I'm ready to fight for it. I'm claiming victory right now. Can I have an amen? I'm claiming victory right now. I'm claiming victory right now over for this church. And for the people in this church and for our families, they're good. Listen, there is going to be times that the devil is going to come at. Listen, Caleb didn't get to go into the promised land for 45 years. Do you think he had any doubts during that 45 years? I kind of believe he did. I kind of believe he had some doubts. I kind of believe he had some things say, but you know what he did? He kept thinking back to the time when he laid the footprints down. He kept thinking back to that. And brothers and sisters, whenever it came time to delve out the land, I'll tell you what, Caleb come out of swinging, did he not? He said, I want Hebron. That's what I want. I want that. I want that mount. I want that over there. That's mine. And praise God, I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe God has laid that upon each and every one of us. And listen, I have to fight. I'm ready for it. There's no doubt in their mind. God meant what he said. And again, as yet, as I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Can I tell you something? His faith, his spirit was just as strong as the day it was when he went over there and seen the giants. Can you imagine? I can see this. Bible doesn't say this, but allow me to say this for a minute. I can see Caleb. And I can see Joshua with those two big pods of grapes hanging on a stick. And I can see Caleb carrying a bucket of honey. And I can see the other one carrying some pomegranates. And I believe here they come marching back in to the people and telling them, this is what we can have. This is what God has already given us. He's already given us this. And all we have to do is go over there and claim it. Why? Because of our own power? No, because God is the one who's already going to get ready. Isn't it strange to you? I've always often read this story over and over again. But isn't it strange to you? God never told them to send spies over there. Did you know that? Read it. God never told them to send spies into the land. Moses sent spies into the land. Do you know what God told Moses? He said, you go claim the land. Isn't it amazing sometimes, Greg, that all we want to do is God tells us something, but all we want to do is try to prove God? All we want to do is try to prove God? Listen to me, God said it, we need to believe it. If Moses would have done what God told him to do and just take the people and go, take them and go. I believe, praise God, I believe there wouldn't have been none of this nonsense right here. Verse, yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so my strength is now for war, both to go out and to come in. He's telling Joshua, I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out to spy. And not only that, I'm just as willing right now to go out and to battle and go to battle the enemy right now as I was back then. Because we know when Caleb and Joshua come back, Caleb was ready. He'd seen those same giants. He'd seen the same fenced cities. He knew how strong these people were. He knew what they were, but he said, God said to go get it. God said it, let's go get it. He was ready. In our way of thinking today, we should have, you know, listen, 85 years young, he's looking for a battle. You know what? I'm 65, and sometimes I'm not looking for the battle. I just want to take it easy, you know? But that's not the way it is. That's not the way God showed me. Listen to me, brother and sister. Listen, I don't care how old you are, whether you're young, whether you're old. Brother and sister, we are built to go to battle. He gives us the armor of God, does he not? He gives us all that stuff. We are built, Christians, we're built to go to battle. And listen to me, whenever we are not willing to go to battle, that's on us. That's not on God. God has given us everything. May I say here this morning, the devil is still roaring. He's still seeking on those whom he may devour. He's still out there. And as long as he's doing that, can I say this to you bluntly? We're going to be in battles. We're going to be in battles. Cancer's still raging. You know what? Drug addiction's still raging. All the nonsense that's out here in the world is still raging. And it's going to rage until Jesus comes back and sets this thing right. And until he comes back to set this thing right, we are going to be in battles. There are going to be battles that you never asked for. There's going to be family that's going to come against you sometime, or maybe the devil's going to come against them, and you had no idea. It's going to come out of the blue. But there are going to be battles. And can I tell you this? Be ready to meet the enemy head on. Don't cower. Don't run. You tell him, listen, I've done laid claim to this, and I'm standing up in Jesus' name, and I'm going to believe that you're going to take care of this, God. Caleb could be an inspiration to all of us. He wasn't looking for a rocking chair. He was looking for a battle. Amen? Amen. As strong as this day is, I was in the day that Moses sent me. Is your faith stronger today than what it was when you first started out? Can I hear amen, please? I hope it is. I hope and pray. As said earlier, you know what? If we're not growing, we're standing still. And if we're standing still, we're going backwards. Brothers and sisters, our faith needs to grow. And I've said this before, how's it grow? It's by the Word of God. Man, we need to get our noses buried in it. We need to get our noses buried in the Word of God. Is your faith stronger today than what it was when the Lord saved you? Because you know what? Faith is a lifelong walk. Caleb walked what it was a lifelong walk with Caleb and Joshua. Their faith was lifelong. Listen, Numbers 14:24 says this. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, has followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. I say this a lot, but without the Spirit of God, you're none of his. Caleb had another spirit with him. You know what that spirit was? That was the Holy Ghost. That's what that spirit was. And can I tell you something here this morning? If the Holy Ghost is not indwelling you here this morning, you're not saved. You're not saved. And I don't know how much blunder I could tell you. Without the Spirit, you're none of his. But can I tell you something this morning? It's open and free to anybody that wants it. This altar's open, is it not, Greg? You could come here right now if the Spirit is dealing with you to come up here. And I can guarantee you, if you get saved, the Spirit of God will indwell you. You'll know it. You'll feel it. It's not some kind of fairy tale. I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God came into me, I had no doubt what it was. Believe it, it's a lifetime. From the moment God saves your soul, we walk by faith until the day that we go home. Spiritual growth is mandatory. It's not an option. It's not an option. Caleb said to both to go out and to come in. I'm going to battle and I'm going to come back again because I know I'm going to be all right. Caleb saying defeat wasn't even an option. Absolutely not. I can see them. They come back. And we know what happened. When they come back here, those people are about ready to stone them, weren't they? They wanted to stone them. Because you brought us out of Egypt. They wanted to go back to Egypt. That's where they wanted to go again. How many times down through the hill, they wanted to go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back. God had enough. God had had enough. He said, listen, you're going to wander around out here in this wilderness. And he said, all this generation is going to die off. And he said, I'm going to bring up another generation. And they're the ones that's going to see the promise that I have for my people. Right. Listen, I'm telling you today, there's young people out here today that get it. Can I say this? There are young people out here in this world today that get it. They understand the moving of the Spirit. They understand, like Linda said about the college down there, had a revival going on. Somebody said it here this morning. Can I tell you something this morning? Young people do get it. Yes, they do. And I pray, God, this morning that, listen, brothers and sisters, us that are old and know what we're talking about and praying, and that we pray that God would send a spirit upon this younger generation like has never been felt in this country before. Because we need it.
Amen.
We need the moving of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's what we need this morning. That's what we need. If Jesus Christ be lifted. I thought about this. They're putting a commercial on the Super Bowl. I don't know anything about it, so I'm prejudging it, so forgive me. But they're going to put a Super Bowl commercial about Jesus and how to make him more friendly to the LGBTQ group. Fine. I'm here to tell you, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto
Amen.
Me. That's what it takes.
Amen.
That's what it takes. It doesn't take us trying to make things friendly. It takes us being honest. It takes us lifting up Jesus Christ and telling him he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if he comes into your life, things will change.
Amen.
The enemies of God have already lost the battle before God. They've already lost. But too many times, we're the ones that run. That we're the winners, brothers. As an old saying always said, I've read the back of the book, Belinda, and we win.
Amen.
I've read it. We know that. Why should we cower in fear whenever the devil comes against people? Why should we cower in fear whenever they come against this nation and come against us at all manner of things that are like our local governments and stuff like that? We shouldn't cower in fear. Praise his name. God said, he said, I'll be with you. I don't know what we'll have to face. Who knows? But I can tell you this. I know God will be with me the whole way. He'll be with me through it, as long as I'm standing up doing it for him. But too many times, we're the ones that's on the run. We're the ones that back down. Caleb was 85. He wasn't going back down. He said, where's the giants? I'm going after them. 85 years old. Imagine that. Praise God. Yes, the giants are real. I've said that. Yes, the walled cities are real. And the giants that you face are real. I don't make no light of that stuff. I don't make no light of that whatsoever, because there are giants in your life that you're facing are absolutely real in your life. Just like some of the giants you're facing are real, just like the obstacles you're facing are real. They're big, they're mean, they're nasty, and they're against God and everything of God that they are. The other 10 spies, and Moses and the people, we can't win. The giants are too powerful. As I said earlier, if you walk out your door believing that the giants that you're facing are just too powerful, there's nothing I can do about it, you've already lost the battle. You've already lost. You lost. Would you get on your knees and you pray, God, I need a prayer. I need a prayer answered. Brothers and sisters, we need to believe that God will answer that prayer. We need to believe it. And they believed them. Their hearts were filled with fear, even after everything God had done for them. We know what God had done. God had brought them he opened up the Red Sea. We know everything that God had done from the time they were in Egypt until this time right here. And whenever they sent the spies out and over there and come back, these people knew everything that God could do. But yet, they still didn't want to believe that God could do one more thing. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you something right now. We could say all we want to. Well, I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't be that way. We lie sometimes, don't we, Greg? Yeah, we would. I've seen it out of people. Yes, I have. I've seen them say that they faced the giants in their life. They faced something going on in their family or something going on at work. They faced this stuff, and the next thing you know, those giants are too big for God to even handle. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing too big for my God.
Amen.
There shouldn't be nothing too big for your God this morning. Not a thing. Listen, we sometimes run before we should run. We should never run away from things when God is for us. Who can be against us? We sit here today and some may say we wouldn't be that way. Really? I've seen people melt in fear. Oh, yeah. I've seen them melt in fear. Absolutely. The giants of disease hit their lives and their family. The giants of finance. The giants of divorce. I could go on. I could go on down the list. And I can tell you, I've seen these giants attack people. I've seen them attack people in churches. I've seen them attack Christians. And I've seen those people melt. And you say, ah, yeah, I've seen those people melt. Yes, I have. But I'm here to tell you this morning, they've run. They've tucked tail and they've run. I never would understand this, and I'll say it again. Why do people run from church whenever problems come upon their lives? The thing you need to be doing is running to church. You need to be running to God. That's where you need to be. That's where you need to be on your knees. We need to meet him head on. Caleb wasn't afraid even at 85 years young. I'm going out to fight and I'm coming back a victor. Like I said a little bit ago, I always found it interesting. Brothers and sisters, I always found it interesting reading God's word. That you know what? Here they were. Here they were. Everything that God had done for them. But yet, they was afraid that God couldn't handle little giants. We're ready to stone Moses, go back to Egypt. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that the giants are too much for you. Don't ever let him do that. I'm here to tell you this morning. Belinda, you can come up and get a song if you want to get ready. Every place that your feet touch around your family, I'm telling you right now, I'll just do it right now. I'm going to step around this church. Every place that your foot touches, God said, I'm going to give it to you. Amen? That's what God said. Every place that your soles of your feet touch. Brother, you need to get around you need to get around your family. You need to get around your job. You need to get every place that the soles of your feet touch. I'm believing this morning that God is able. He's more than able to take care of these things. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I pray over this church. I pray over the people in this church for whatever reason it is, for whatever may be afflicting you. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. I know my God's bigger than that.
Amen.
How about you this morning? How about your God this morning? Belinda gets a song this morning. I want you to do something for me if you feel led to do it. Let's come up here and pray.
Amen.
Let's pray that God, everywhere that your feet trod, that God will put his hand of protection and mercy and blessing upon it. Amen? Let's do that this morning. All right, Belinda.